My title is, I'm an agronomist. I am an extension worker for INTA, National Institution of Agriculture Technology.
That is a government position?
It's a government position. We do research and extension work.
So you keep an eye on the crops pretty closely. What kind of a growing season have you had?
Well, we are in the middle of the wheat production right now. And in probably 15 days, we are going to start planting our summer crops, sunflower, soybean, corn, and so forth.
And your main crop is soybeans?
The main crop is soybean, yeah.
What is the growing season for that? How long do you grow?
We grow from November till March. Mm-hmm. It's a long growing season.
And how have the beans been looking?
The beans for the last crop were very good. We have some places that we have drought problems, mainly in the north of the country. But for the old, I would say that it was a very nice crop and a very good harvest.
And so no real insect or a disease pressure or anything like that?
Yeah, we have a disease pressure in soybean all seasons, but this particular year we have Cercospora, which is a well-known disease, but this particular season was very, very tough for the farmers and probably decreased the yields in some fields.
What sort of safety net, if any, do your producers have, a safety net of if crops are bad, what happens to farmers? Do they get any help?
No, in general, they don't receive any help. The only help that they can develop by themselves is insurance for some hail problems or droughts, but they have to pay for that insurance. We don't receive any help from the government.
How much have your crop issues, if any, affected the marketplace, do you think? The market, the futures market.
No, right now we got good prices for soybean and also for corn and wheat. Then for farmers in general, the future market is good for now. Yeah.
And you do, your soybeans, are they used for a lot of biodiesel production?
We have started producing some biodiesel. Probably the last 5 years, and it's growing very fast. Mm-hmm. The biodiesel production, not very much the ethanol production, because we have a lot of soybean, and also canola, and some ethanol is produced using sugarcane in the north of Argentina.
What about your export market?
Well, we export almost all our soybean, just as a grain or as an oil, and also flour or meal. No? Yeah.
And that's, it's pretty...
More than 90% of our soybean is exported.
And that's been growing?
The market? Mm-hmm. I would say it is pretty stable right now in the last 2 or 3 years because we cannot enlarge the area to produce more soybean, because we don't have more land available. Now we have to introduce new technology like irrigation or new management practice to increase the production of soybean. But it's very difficult for us to use new land.
So coming to a show like this and getting to talk to seed companies about genetics and traits and all that stuff, that is information that you can take back to your country and share with producers there?
Sure, sure it is, because we are using the same biotech products, and coming here we can see which is new and which is going to be in the near future in Argentina. Then we can tell the farmer what is going on and they can be prepared for the new events, and it's something that helps us to plan.
So do you come to these shows every year? They're in Illinois and Iowa. You come every year?
We come every year. We visited. Usually we visited Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. And this the last 2 or 3 years we started in Kansas, in Wichita.
Where are you going next? To Nebraska?
No, now we are at the end of our trip. This afternoon we are going to visit a farmer around this area, and then we are ready to go back tomorrow. Just a few of us, the group that we organized this tour, we are going to go to California for a couple of days to see. We have a colleague that used to work in INTA. He's working he's a teacher and a researcher, and he works in a dairy production, and he's going to show us how they produce milk in this area in California with intensive forest production under irrigation.
How they produce what? I'm sorry.
They work in dairy business.
Oh, dairy, sure.
Yeah, and they are trying to. We want to see how do they manage this dairy operation under irrigation and also under intensive forest production.
Would California be the closest state that is similar to Argentina's climate?
No, we got areas where it's very close, but you have to remember that Argentina goes from the north, it's a tropical climate, to the South Pole. Then we have a little of everything. We have dry area, very hot, very cold, humid area, very good soils, poor soils, mountains and forests. We got a piece of everything because it's a long, long country.
I looked at, what I meant to ask you was, what is the best thing that you're going to take home from this show, or what are some of the best things?
Well, I think that one of the best things that we have seen is the improvement in precision agriculture. The other thing is the alternative, the technology that people here are looking for to use biomass as a new resource to make biofuels and bioproducts. Alternatives, energy, source of energy, like this wind generators that we saw here. And one thing that I really like, what I have seen here, is the way that some companies are offering now programs to the farmers to organize the huge amount of data that is coming out, all the new technologies, field maps, soil sampling, aerial photograph. All the information that you can find in this show, somebody has to put all together and analyze those data and come up with some recommendation to the farmer, because it's too much information for a farmer. Then they are trying to organize all these data and come up with recommendation of which hybrid they should use, which fertilizer strategy, or how manage different parts of their fields to obtain the best result. And it's something that we have to do also in Argentina, because if you receive a lot of information through the through your soil maps, your yield maps, or your all those information, that the new piece of equipment that you can do variable rate application, if you don't have what to do with all these things, there's a lot of toys and a lot of money spent, but you need to make money out of that. Then you have to know how to combine all those processes to make the best decision. And it's something that the farmers by their own, they cannot do that. They need a lot of expertise that works together. And here we saw several companies that are organizing this assistance to the farmers.
Which ones, for example, who did you talk to about that?
I talked with people from Monsanto. They are doing this, from people from Pioneer, precision farming. They are working in precision ag, like Ag Leader and some others. They are trying to organize those information because they are selling products like equipment that can make yield maps or hybrid that will perform better in one environment compared with the other, or you have to change your seed rate or your row spacing. And then in order to take the most from each technology, somebody has to put all the pieces together and develop a good information for the farmer.
Farming is very, takes a lot of attention, does it not?
Farming every day. 20 years ago, farmers only relay in their experience. Now you have to relate on technology, on science, because the cost of production is quite high. You need maybe, let's say, 1,000, one ton of corn just to get even. Then, if you don't produce a lot, you are out of business very soon.
Certainly, American farmers are trying to get the most yield out of those acres as well. We do have a lot of land, but production has increased on about the same or less acres. So that's kind of sounds like what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, we're trying to do the same thing because there is no more land. We need land to preserve our natural resources, our wildlife, and also for human or for people develop, you know, cities and all these things, roads. Then we have to build up our production in the same land. And it's very important that we work every day better and preserve our land in the way that we have now, or probably improve their quality without any bad impact to the environment, which is another thing that everybody is concerned.
And your population is growing in Argentina?
Yeah, it's growing, not very fast, but it's growing. It's growing. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Are you a farmer yourself?
Yes, I have a small farm, but just very little production. I spend much of my time in doing research and extension work.
Well, thank you very much for visiting with me today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.